Nation of Sound. A sound only once heard before. Now, get ready for a new horizon in music.
Pop Defect Radio.
Can you dig it?
Tune to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the Resistance. My name is Skidmark Bob. That was, of course, none other than Uriah Heep, title track off of their 2008 release, Wake the Sleeper. Up next, we got a band called A New Revolution. This track is called Rise. Stay tuned, stand by. Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com.
Can you dig it?
In mind, always wanted to know things to do. It's funny how things change, redefine just how much faith I have in you. You won't get the best of me, you won't take the best of me. Watch this as it all falls down. Hey, you, step the fuck.
one of those eyes. Judging me, it's funny how things change. Redefine how fucked up this life can really be. You won't get the best of me. You won't take the best of me. You will watch this as it all falls down. Hey, you! Stand the fuck up and rise. I'm not afraid. Hey, you! Stand the fuck up and rise. I'm not afraid.
Won't get the best of me.
You, America, what is the threshold in which you will say enough is enough? I'll tell you. Around late August, when the gallon of gas will be $5, when the electric grid crashes on the hottest day of the year, when millions of you get kicked out of your foreclosed home by the sheriff, when your wife gets laid off her job, when all you can afford to eat is mac and cheese, when you finally fucking realize that the wall has been pulled over your eyes, and that everything you've been told is a motherfucking lie, that your time, your life, your dreams belong to you and not to your boss, your church, or your so-called government. When you do the math and figure out that if millions of us gather,
can you dig it?
We can take this motherfucker head on, slay the beast that enslaves us, and get on with building a world that we can be fucking proud of.
Totalitarian suppression of the truth. Not only on television, but they've got the papers too. We are under martial law.
They must think that we're a threat. There's just no way we're gonna stop them. There are too many of them.
No, There has to be a way.
Well, there is. Well, we organize.
There is a war going on for your mind. Media mavens mount surgical strikes from trapper keeper collages and online magazine racks. Cover girl cutouts throw up pop-up ads infecting victims with silicone shrapnel. Worldwide passenger pigeons deployed paratroopers. Now it's raining pornography. Lovers take shelter. Post-production debutantes pursue you in NASCAR chariots. They construct ransom letters from biblical passages and bleed mascara into the holy water supplies. There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the medias these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the Insurgents.
Finally, we present Pop Defect Radio.
This is an invasion, an occupation, a mortal technique. The evil genius DJ Green Lantern. And you're now in a state of guerrilla warfare. It's been spread by the superpowers of the industry to the third world underground of the streets. This is for all those that have been labeled extremists, maniacs, terrorists. Shit. Welcome to the third world.
Yeah. Invasion and rape, but monetary inflation that brought us all to the footsteps of this nation. Peruvians, Haitians, Ecuadorians, Nicaraguans, Colombians, Salvadorians. Invasion and rape, but monetary inflation that brought us all to the footsteps of this nation. Invasion and rape, but monetary inflation that brought us all to the footsteps. Invasion and rape, but monetary inflation that brought us all to the footsteps of this nation. Peruvians, Haitians, Ecuadorians, Nicaraguans, Colombians, Salvadorians. They call us terrorists after they ruined our countries. Funding right-wing paramilitary monkeys. Torture the populace, then blame the communists. Your lies are too obvious, propaganda monotonous. And that's not socialist mythology. This is urban warfare through the streets of your psychology. So I'm like the legs of a paraplegic, really. Cause I'm still part of you, even if you can't feel me. You can never debate me. The M4s that your baby like troops forgets in Iraq do daily. So you can marginalize the way you portray me. But don't get Hollywood and try to play me. We can shoot it out in a theater like troops in the 80s. New Jack City, classic crack era Mac Millie. Shouting BET is not black owned on Rap City. You got a contract to kill me, motherfucker, that's fine. Cause there's a contract to kill your family when I die. So when your car explodes, don't be surprised. Soldier, I'm like Marine Corps C4. Even blow the spot with the beat, rocking a 3-4. Canvas the flow like the ghost of Michelangelo. This is the anthem, immortal technique, and Green Lantern. Don't say shit, bitch. You don't want the check to become a chick. You know what I'm sick with. Lyrical tuberculosis, cocaine overdoses, blood coming out your noses. That's when death approaches. March to my death smiling. Laugh if the end's violent. There's no escape from this political asylum. Revolutionaries don't fear execution, cause the death of my physical constitution is just the beginning of spiritual evolution. God will reincarnate me as revolution.
You can't kick out a revolution. You can't kill an idea. Fuck, you stupid. You kill that man, he becomes immortal.
Ignore the triplets. This is a fully loaded 4-4 third world underground hardcore street hop. Locked and loaded, motherfucker. You should know it. Blast the doors of the game open and overthrow it.
Green Lantern.
Pop Defect Radio.
Can you dig it?
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Can you dig it?
I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trench through a mix of radical, independent, uncensored audio insurrection that I get sent, pirate, or down.
Can you dig it?
Please stand by.
Rights. Boy, everyone in this country is always running around yammering about their fucking rights. I have a right. You have no right. We have a right. They don't have a right. Folks, I hate to spoil your fun, but there's no such thing as rights, okay? They're imaginary. We made them up, like the boogeyman. The three little pigs, Pinocchio, Mother Goose, shit like that. Rights are an idea. They're just imaginary. They're a cute idea. Cute. But that's all. Cute and fictional. But if you think you do have rights, let me ask you this. Where do they come from? People say, well, they come from God. They're God-given rights. Oh, fuck. Here we go again. Here we go again. The God excuse. The last refuge of a man with no answers and no argument. It came from God. Anything we can't describe must have come from God. Personally, folks, I believe that if your rights came from God, he would have given you the right to some food every day, and he would have given you the right to a roof over your head. God would have been looking out for you. God would have been looking out for you. You know that? He wouldn't have been worried about making sure you have a gun so you get drunk on Sunday night and kill your girlfriend's parents. But let's say it's true. Let's say God gave us these rights. Why would he give us a certain number of rights? The Bill of Rights of this country has 10 stipulations, okay? 10 rights. And apparently God was doing sloppy work that week because we've had to amend the Bill of Rights an additional 17 times. So God forgot a couple of things, like slavery. Just fucking slipped his mind. But let's say God gave us the original 10. He gave the British 13. The British Bill of Rights has 13 stipulations. The Germans have 29. The Belgians have 25. The Swedish have only 6. And some people in the world have no rights at all. What kind of a fucking goddamn God-given deal is that? No rights at all? Why would God give different people in different countries different numbers of different rights? Boredom? Amusement? Bad arithmetic? Do we find out at long last, after all this time, that God is weak in math skills? Doesn't sound like divine planning to me. Sounds more like human planning. Sounds more like one group trying to control another group. In other words, business as usual in America. Now, if you think you do have rights, one last assignment for you. Next time you're at the computer, get on the internet, go to Wikipedia. When you get to Wikipedia, in the search field for Wikipedia, I want you to type in Japanese Americans 1942, and you'll find out all about your precious fucking rights, okay? All right. You know about it. You know about it. Yeah. In 1942, there were 110,000 Japanese-American citizens in good standing, law-abiding people who were thrown into internment camps simply because their parents were born in the wrong country. That's all they did wrong. They had no right to a lawyer, no right to a fair trial, no right to a jury of their peers, no right to due process of any kind. The only right they had, right this way, into the internment camps. Just when these American citizens needed their rights the most, their government took them away. And rights aren't rights if someone can take them away. They're privileges. That's all we've ever had in this country is a bill of temporary privileges. And if you read the news even badly, you know that every year the list gets shorter and shorter and shorter.
My cell phone, I see bullets getting better, biblical weather, and a guy on TV I apologize you for my injustice everywhere. Apathy, I don't care. Hurricane, climate change, huh? Therapy, I won't tell rehab it. LOL, worldwide calamity, TV reality. You can ask for science, quest, and boojahs and VIP.
Keep you lonely, no, no beat that can 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 keep you lonely.
I know how to read my mind, different eyes, flipping light, so tight like a kryptonite with a bite, holes, sparks from my lips ignite, liquid nitro, no telling it might blow. The environment's gotta be hot on the side of my side, the iron zinc vitamins hide them inside when I'm writing the rhymes, it's hard to keep property guarded because these pirates, and I motivate, no debate, we're taking it over, make no mistake, you're faking, there's no escape, cause you got caught, frozen waiting for the cross, why, I can take it to another level, where the bass is above the treble, and your face is in double the bass, and it doesn't settle, it a place in a space where there's nothing to battle with. Lyrical combat, to get you to bomb back, gone black, let's get beyond that, sing songs, bat attack, strong rats, 3, 2, 1, contact, songs, paddle, we swim the long rats, swans, flat to get to bomb back, want, sass, kiss my mom's ass, wrong, tack, conviction, en masse, take it back like Linda Ronstadt, or Luke Sky with a twisted long hat, tom-tom, fat, subsisting on that, tom-tom, hi-hat, insist upon that, listen to John rap, this is combat, to get you to bomb back. Two fists to contact to get the bomb back, cause I'm on some shit that exists beyond that. Three, two, one.
Now you tune to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. My name is Skidmark Bob. We're listening right now to Flowbots off of their Fight With Tools release, track called Combat. The Offspring was in there with Stuff Is Messed Up off their 2008 release, Rise and Fall of Grace. We heard from the late George Carlin, rest in peace, off of his 14th and last HBO special, Telling It Like It Is, called It's Bad For Ya. Immortal Technique with Death March off of his long-awaited 2000 release, The Third World. Flowbots again with There's War Going On For Your Mind. Also an edited segment with Zach De La Roca, Blackalicious, and Saul Williams. A track called Release of a video podcast of It's the End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine with host The Stimulator, which you could watch at submedia.tv. A New Revolution title track off their latest 2008 release, Rise. And last but not least, Uriah Heep with the title track off of their 10-year comeback release, Wake the Sleeper. Pop Defect Radio broadcasts at Free Radio Santa Cruz 101 FM, unlicensed since 1995. Listen to the best in community pirate radio at freakradio.org. Check out the Pop Defect Radio blog, popdefectradio.blogspot.com, for a high-quality MP3 of this show and links to the artists. I'm going to leave you with another one from Flowbots off of their Fight With Tools release. The track's called Same Thing. Until next time, thanks for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
3, 2, 1...
Can you dig it?
Somewhere between prayer and revolution. between Jesus and Huey P. Newton. That's where you find Johnny Five shooting water guns at the audience while you're scooting. Your gluteus max due to the fact that he's tooting. On the horn, gonna warn you that I'm rooting for the other team in the culture war. So I stab the beast belly as the vulture snores. Yo, yo, let it blow with convulsive force till walls fall off their false supports. Till Jericho's aircraft carriers alter course and all brave young Americans are called ashore. Cause we've already lost the war they keep waging. Splatter in the streets and battles that keep raging. Bloody in each page in the story that we're studying. Each day the same, just the names keep changing.
Saying the same things over again. Repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
We've been all over the globe on our government funds. Leaving man, woman, and child dead, bloody and numb.
Saying the same things over again. Repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
We've been overthrowing leaders with legitimate views. Democratically elected, but we didn't approve.
How many times can the line divide? How many wars to uphold your pride? These fears uncontrolled just swirl the tide of blood in the streets while the people die. I'ma keep on trying, long as suffering is multiplying. And why not? These souls getting tossed and left out. I rob my back's broad enough to help lift your cross. As long as you help with mine, the process of healing will take some time. To see the pain in your face is the same as mine. It's not a game or a race, but the stakes is high. We maintain our mistakes for the sakes of sight. As long as it takes, I'll say it one more time. As long as it takes, I'll say it one more time. As long as it takes, I'll say it one more time.
Saying the same things over again. Repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
We've been all over the globe on our government funds. Leaving man, woman, and child dead, bloody and numb.
Saying the same things over again. Repeating the same slogans, we don't know where we've been.
We've been overthrowing leaders with legitimate views. Democratically elected, but we didn't approve.
Same thing.
US is not us.
Same thing.
And us is not we.
Same thing.
And we are not satisfied.
Same thing.
We're tired of the same thing.
Same thing.
And we're ready to make change.
Same thing.
Are we ready to make change? We want money for healthcare and public welfare.
Free Mumia
and Leonard Peltier. Human needs, not corporate greed. Drop the debt
and legalize weed.
We say yes to grassroots organization. No to neoliberal globalization. Bring the troops back to the USA
and shut down Guantanamo Bay.
Who let him overthrow Jacobo Arbenz? Who let him overthrow Mohammed Mossadegh? Who let him assassinate Salvador Allende?
I didn't let him, but they did it anyway.
Who let him overthrow Kwame Nkrumah? Who let him overthrow Aristide? Who let him assassinate Oscar Romero?
I didn't let him, but they did it indeed.
But don't let them assassinate Hugo Chavez. Don't let them assassinate Evo Morales. And bring back Martin, Malcolm, Medgar, Hampton, Schwerner.
Same things over again.